From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Bomb threats close Los Angeles schools. Public schools across Los Angeles, California area have been closed due to a threat. Los Angeles Unified School District Superintendent Ramon Cortinez says it was not one school, two schools, or three schools. It was many schools, not specifically identified, but there were many schools. Officials said the threat was delivered electronically. Some of the details talked about backpacks and other packages. The school closures come less than 2 weeks after a couple killed 14 people at a holiday office party in San Bernardino, California. In New York, officials said they received a similar threat and determined it to be a hoax. We will be vigilant, but we are absolutely convinced our schools are safe, says New York Mayor Bill de Blasio. Los Angeles Unified School District has more than 640,000 students. Saying the first two rounds of talks on a political transition in Syria are a strong beginning, Secretary of State John Kerry said the United States and Russia have the ability to make a significant difference in Syria's crisis. He commented Tuesday at the start of talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Mr. Putin, speaking through a translator, said the United States and Russia together were looking for ways out of the most urgent crises. The two officials are also expected to discuss the unrest in Ukraine and combating Islamic State militants in Syria. Earlier, Mr. Kerry met with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, during Mr. Kerry's second trip to Moscow this year. President Obama says he remains confident the U.S.-led coalition will prevail in its battle against Islamic State.
Coalition aircraft, our fighters, bombers, and drones have been increasing the pace of airstrikes, nearly 9,000 as of today. Last month, in November, we dropped more bombs on ISIL targets than any other month since this campaign started.
This is VOA News.